I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded,
yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon like Jim King. Jim, thank you so much for your contribution to the
Jim.
Show. Absolutely. So that Desert Island Jukebox, man, it's full of quarters, but we're going to pop one more in it for this bonus podcast. Jim, give us a hint of what you're going to do.
Well, we're still in wrapping up the year mode, Greg, and I have a record that came, was recommended to both of us really late in the year. Man, if I'd had a little more time, it may well have made my top 20, maybe even the top 10.
Ooh, I love to hear these kind of late arriving picks from the year we just had. So much great music to get to. That's going to be Jim's pick in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what are you going to lay on us from late in the year arrival in your top albums of the year, right?
Yeah, I don't actually know when this record came out in the year, but you and me were having lunch with two Sound Opinions superfans, Miles and Lenny, right? And Miles was telling us, I got to tell you about this record. It's record of the year. And it had come as a recommendation to Miles from Lenny's daughter. So, okay, all right, sure. You know, we listen to everything people recommend us, at least they get the 10-second test. But wow, I dove into Christine and the Queen's latest album, Paranoia, Angels, True Love. And it was hurting my brain. It is a sprawling 19-track, 96-minute opera, apparently inspired by, I quote, the glorious dramaturgy of Tony Kushner's Angels in America. Mm-hmm. And I was like, where has this artist been? I'd never heard of Christine and the Queens. Had you?
No, I mentioned it to Lenny that I'd heard Christine and the Queens' earlier record, and I wasn't even aware that this record had come out. So I was glad you nailed it. I think that the record is just, it's so immense.
It's sprawling.
I guess in the old days it would have been a 3 CD set, right?
At least it is divided into three sets. Mm-hmm. So the story is Eloise Adelaide Letissier, right, is born in Nantes, France. They are polysexual. I sometimes see the pronoun he being used, but I think they is probably the best one. Pansexual is another word. The artist has used gender queer. The voice presents as a beautiful female vocal, and it is not unlike Bjork and Mitski, who we both loved last year. It's mining that turf of art pop or opera that is somehow also aware of electronic dance music and, you know, the gurgling analog synthesizers that run through this record at times. I'm a sucker for, but it's beautiful operatic pop from Mars. I even hear a little Diamanda Galas, who and I have always
There's
loved.
Some of that.
But it's a more upbeat and encouraging outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
In part, probably, because I don't know what Eloise is singing about. Some of the lyrics are French. Some of them are made up. There are occasional words of English to further complicate this four-album discography. So I think we can be forgiven for not having, you know, come to Christine and the Queens earlier or this year. You know, at times, Eloise has called their project Red Car, at times just Chris. Now it's back to Christine and the Queens.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's brilliant. I've just had it on the streaming platforms going through this album, which took a long time to sink in, and then all the others. And you know, there's a real fan base there. In fact, Madonna deigns to guest on one track on this record. I don't even know if I'm beginning to do it justice. Eloise's favorite term is freak pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's close. Okay.
That'll do.
I'm going to play one of these fantastic 19 songs. They all have a different vibe and feel. It comes late in the album. I Feel Like an Angel by Christine and the Queens from Paranoia, Angels, True Love. I feel like an angel.
Yeah.
I kind of do when I'm listening to Christine and the Queens.
Yeah. No, that's a great pick, Jim. I really appreciate
props,
you.
Props to
that
Miles,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm telling you,
you
he's on it.
I don't understand our friend Miles, because he also has this guilty soft spot for like REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now, that's a playlist, man, to go from REO Speedwagon to Christine and the Queens.
Some of those, you know, go-to bands from your youth you can't quite shake, you know,
I guess
no matter what age you are.
But an inspiring, a model for all Sound Opinions listeners in that Miles is voracious in always wanting to discover new sounds.
And Lenny, too.
That's and great. Lenny as well.
That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.